天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，很开心呢可以跟大家再次在节目中相遇，我是主持人小环。那在上期节目中呢，麦克牧师提到了关于保罗身上赐予恩典的关系以及苦难的三个大纲。今天呢，他将会详细的来讲解这三个大纲的内容，使我们在面对身上刺的时候，可以因着神的恩典坦然无惧。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们打开圣经，跟着麦克牧师一起来进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Thank you for tuning in and listening to this broadcast.
感谢你按时收听我们这个节目。
It is our desire to be a blessing to you.
我们满心希望能成为你的祝福。
And if God has used them to bless you, please write and tell us.
如果神真的用这个节目赐福给你，请你来信告诉我们。
We are in the midst of a series of messages entitled The Awesomeness of God's Grace.
你现在收听的一系列信息叫做奇异神恩。
And those of you who were listening in the last broadcast, you're going to remember the three things about the thorns of pain and suffering.
如果你收听了上次的节目，盼望你还记得关于苦难之刺的三件事。
Those of you who listened to the last broadcast will remember the outline.
如果你听过上次节目，你一定记得我的大纲。
I also listed the sufficiency of the grace of God to overcome these thorns.
我也列举了神恩典足够我们用来胜过苦难的一些证据。
But let me refresh your memory.
现在我们再来重温一下。
Number one,
第一，
Satan is the manufacturer of all thorns.
撒旦是所有刺的制造者。
Number two,
第二，
God's grace is able to take away the sting.
神的恩典可以将这毒钩挪开。
Number three,
第三，
God's grace brings roses out of thorns.
神的恩典可以使刺上长出玫瑰来。
Let's look at these three things in more details.
让我们详细的解说这三个重点。
First, Satan is the manufacturer of all thorns.
第一，撒旦是所有刺的制造者。
In 2 Corinthians 12:7,
哥林多后书十二章七节告诉我们，
Paul said that this thorn was a message from Satan.
保罗的那根刺是从撒旦来的。
One of the cruelest things to do to a person who is suffering through no fault of their own,
对一个无端受苦的人来说，最残忍的事就是
is to be like Job's comforter.
面对如同约伯三个朋友那样的人，
Job's comforters kept on saying,
约伯的朋友坚持说，
You must have a sin tucked away somewhere.
你一定是因为犯了罪才遭到报应。
You must not have confessed all of your sins.
你一定是没有彻底的认罪。
But Job replied,
但约伯回答说，
I have searched all of the closets clean.
我已经检查了我所有的隐秘处。
I have confessed sins I haven't even committed.
我甚至认了我隐而未显的罪。
I have done all that is humanly possible.
我已经尽了人的本分。
But Job's friends insisted.
但他的朋友们坚持说，
Well, there must be something that you are not confessing.
你一定还有什么罪没有认清呢？
On the other hand, there are those who tell you, just pretend that everything is all right.
也许有人刚好相反，他们会说，就装着什么事也没发生吧。
Don't confess that you have a problem and you won't have it.
不要承认你有问题，你就不会有问题了。
Pretend that it is not really what it is.
假装事情不是那样的。
Now we must be honest in calling evil evil.
然而我们必须诚实，邪恶就是邪恶。
We must be honest in calling illness illness.
疾病就是疾病。
We must be honest in calling suffering suffering.
苦难就是苦难。
We must be honest in calling pain pain.
疼痛就是疼痛。
It is wrong to gloss over evil, pain, and suffering and call it something else.
粉饰邪恶，把这些个东西编上好听的名称是不对的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the author of all sufferings is Satan himself.
因为所有的痛苦来源就是撒旦。
And Satan would love to cause Christians to suffer.
因为他爱叫基督徒受苦。
Satan is the manufacturer of all thorns.
撒旦是所有刺的制造者。
Secondly,
第二
God's grace takes away the sting.
神的恩典可以将这毒钩挪去。
In the dark hour when Jesus died on the cross,
基督死在十架上的那个黑暗时刻
Satan was celebrating.
撒旦在庆祝。
Satan appeared to have triumphed.
撒旦看起来好像是胜利了。
Satan rejoiced all night long.
撒旦高兴了一个晚上。
Evil seemed to have succeeded.
邪恶似乎得胜了。
Evil seemed to have gained the upper hand.
邪恶似乎占了上风。
But the celebration was short-lived.
但这样的得意时间并不长。
The celebration was short-sighted.
而且极其短视。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because God was planning the resurrection.
因为那是神正在预备着复活的大事。
Because God was bringing good out of the greatest evil that could ever happen.
因为神要从有史以来最大的罪恶中带出光明来。
Don't let whatever thorn Satan throws at you get you down.
不要让撒旦放在你身上的任何一根刺使你跌倒。
Don't let Satan torment you to the point of not believing that God is bringing good out of the bad.
不要让撒旦欺骗你到一个的地步，你不再相信神是叫万事互相效力的神。
Do not get to the point of thinking that Satan is greater than the grace of God.
不要相信撒旦的作为会大过神的恩典。
Do not permit Satan to convince you that God does not love you enough.To give you enough grace for the moment.
不要被撒旦欺骗说神的爱不足以给你够用的恩典使你度过难关。
While Paul saw how God was using Satan's thorn for his glory,
当保罗看到神使用了撒旦的刺来彰显他的荣耀时
Paul was able to rejoice.
保罗就可以喜乐起来了。
When Paul saw the hand of God working in his thorn,
当保罗看到神的手在他的刺上做工时
His eyes lifted away from the thorn and onto the throne.
他的眼光就从刺上移到了宝座上。
When Paul understood what God was doing with the thorn,
当保罗理解神在做什么时
Paul stopped focusing on the thorn and began to focus on the sufficiency of the grace of God.
他就不再注意那根刺而是将眼目定睛在神足够的恩典上。
Paul prayed three times for the removal of the thorn, but God said,
保罗曾三次祷告，求神挪走那根刺，但神说，
I will take away the sting of the thorn.
我会挪走刺的毒钩。
Paul prayed three times for the taking away of the thorn, but God said,
保罗曾三次祷告，求神挪走那根刺，但神说，
When you focus on me and my strength and my power and my grace, you won't even feel the goading of the thorn.
注目看着我，我的力量，我的能力和我的恩典，你就不会再感到那次的尖锐。
Paul was enjoying that his prayers were answered.
保罗满心喜乐，因为他的祷告蒙神垂听。
Not the way that he asked for.
虽然不像他祷告的那样成就
or in the same way that he would have liked,
或是按他的心意成就
but the Lord showed Paul how he was using the thorn for his glory.
但神让保罗看到他怎样用这根刺来彰显他的荣耀。
How was God using the thorn for God's glory?
神是怎样做到的呢?
Paul knew that he had so many visions and revelations that could have filled him with too much pride.
保罗知道自己有许多从神那儿来的异象和启示，这些可能会成为他的骄傲。
And Paul knew it.
保罗知道会这样。
And that is why the Lord said to him,
所以主才说，
I am using what Satan meant for evil to bring good out of it.
我使用撒旦所图谋的恶来成就我美好的心意。
I am using what Satan meant to torment you to bless you and bless others.
我使用撒旦对你的折磨来赐福给你，又赐福别人。
What Satan wanted to use to destroy you will bring glory to my name.
撒旦用来摧毁你的事，最终将要荣耀我的名。
Joseph was unjustly hated by his brothers.
约瑟被哥哥们无端的恨恶。
They sold him into slavery.
他们把他卖作奴隶。
Then in Egypt he was falsely accused and there he gets unjustly imprisoned again.
在埃及他又被人陷害，无辜的打入监狱。
But what God was doing all along was using this thorn in his flesh to bless him and his entire race.
但神却借着这根刺赐福给他，乃至他的全族百姓。
Whatever those thorns are that are causing you suffering right now,
无论你现在正经历多么大的痛苦，
God can use them to bless you right now.
神正在用它来赐福你的生命。
Whatever thorns may be goading you right now,
无论这根折磨你的刺是什么，
God is using them for your own protection.
神正使它成为你生命的保护。
Whatever thorns you may be weary of right now,
无论这刺是不是正使你软弱疲乏，
God's grace will take away the sting.
神的恩典可以挪走它的毒钩。
All thorns are manufactured by Satan.
所有的刺都是撒旦制造的。
God promised to take away the sting.
神应许会挪走毒钩。
Thirdly, God's grace brings a rose out of the thorns.
第三，神的恩典使刺里长出玫瑰来。
Did you notice that Paul did not ask for grace?
你有没有注意到保罗并没有求恩典？
He was doing what you and I do.
他就像你我一样的。
Namely saying, Lord, remove this. Lord, remove it now.
只说，主啊，挪走它吧，挪走它呀。
But God gave him grace anyway.
但神仍然给他恩典。
What does grace mean in this scripture text?
在这段经文中，恩典意味着什么呢？
Here, grace is the all necessary strength to praise God in spite of the thorns.
在这里，恩典就是在苦难中仍能赞美耶和华的全部力量。
Here, grace is the spiritual power to be able to live triumphantly in spite of the thorn.
在这里，恩典就是在苦难中仍能过得胜生活的属灵力量。
Here, grace is the spiritual ability to be able to see the rose that is blossoming in the midst of the briar patch.
在这里，恩典就是在贫瘠的荆棘地上看到玫瑰正在盛开的属灵能力。
Why?
为什么？
Because without grace, we could never triumph over Satan's torment.
因为没有恩典，我们无法战胜撒旦的折磨。
Because without grace, we could never rejoice in the midst of the hurt.
因为没有恩典，我们无法在痛苦中喜乐。
You see, God's grace not only saves us, but it also sustains us.
你看，神的恩典不仅拯救我们，也维系我们。
God's grace is always sufficient to more than meet the need of the hour.
神的恩典在我们的需要上永远是足够，并超过我们所想所求的。
My listening friends, let me ask you this.
我亲爱的朋友，让我来问你一个问题。
How can you experience the sufficiency of the grace of God if you have no thorns?
如果没有苦难，你又怎么能够经历神恩典的功效呢？
How would you know it?
你怎能知道呢？
How will you testify to the grace of God?
你怎能证实神的恩典呢？
God's grace cannot be manifested when we are strong.
我们的强壮显不出神的恩典。
God's grace cannot be manifested when we are self-sufficient.
我们的自足显不出神的恩典。
God's grace cannot be manifested when we think we do not need it.
我们不需要时显不出神的恩典。
God's grace always shines the brightest against the darkness of the circumstances.
因为神的恩典总在环境的黑暗之下被衬托得无比灿烂。
God's grace is always displayed clearly when we are weak.
因为神的恩典正是在我们的软弱上显露无遗。
And that is why Paul was very happy to boast about his weaknesses so that Christ's power rested upon him.
这就是为什么保罗说他喜欢指着自己的软弱夸口，好叫基督的能力覆庇他。
My grace is sufficient for you.
我的恩典够你用的。
Is God's grace sufficient for you?
神的恩典够你用吗？
If it is not,
如果不够，
then it may be just maybe you are focusing too much on the thorn.
或许你太专注于那根刺了。
Perhaps you cannot see the rose of His grace developing in you.
或许你看不到他恩典的玫瑰正在你生命中悄悄开放。
If that is the case, let your prayer be.
如果真是这样，那么你的祷告应该是这样的。
Lord, help me to take my eyes off the thorn and put them on the throne.
主啊，帮助我把眼目从荆棘上转移到你的身上。
And he will answer your prayer.
他一定会听你的祷告。
And when he does, write to us and tell us.
如果是这样，请你一定来信告诉我们。
Until next time, I pray for God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福于你，我们下次节目再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和提醒。的确，撒旦一直在用各种方式攻击我们，希望我们可以远离神。但是，神的恩典超越一切。每当我们转向神，注目定睛在耶稣身上的时候，就可以识破撒旦的诡计，坚信神的大能。而这样的大能，会使我们那些看似不幸的转为幸福，不好的转为被神所使用。只要我们单单的顺服和信靠。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你身上的刺把你击倒了吗？那就让我们回到神面前，求神清洁我们的心，将眼目转回到他的身上。
他是永活全能的神。 星的火焰正燃烧，让我们响起生命的号角，传扬耶稣基督的真道，一起迈向合一的宣教，在主前同心的祷告，让我们忠于施加的护照，你赞美在宝座前围绕，让复兴的火在我里面燃烧，复兴的火，
See you.